promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Friday, August 26th. A scorcher in L.A. Another one.
Yeah, how hot is it?
Right. It's pretty hot, man. Yesterday it was over 100.
Ugh.
Easily in the valley.
Well, not by me, but it was still hot.
Not by you,
yeah. Is it supposed to be over 100 again today?
Probably, yeah.
Glad I don't live in the valley.
I know. People were complaining, where's the summer? You know, we get too many overcast days.
And now look.
So they got the summer.
Have at it, kids.
This is our summer.
It's always hotter. September's usually the hottest month of the year here.
You think so?
That's what I was told. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah.
Were you told by a weather person?
I don't know who I was told by, to be honest. I don't know. I was probably drunk. Who knows?
And so was the person that told
probably.
You.
Probably. So maybe it was just a conversation we had at a bar. How boring is that conversation?
Well, September is the beginning of fall, so I can't see how it's possible.
Yeah, but
it's not even considered summer anymore.
Well, here, though, I feel like it is.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever.
All right, yeah. It's a little different from Chicago, huh?
It's a lot different from Chicago.
Does it get very hot in Chicago in the summer?
Oh, it's like... It does get hot. It's just humid.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, at least we don't have a lot of humidity here.
I don't miss that at all.
But yeah.
Yeah, it gets really hot there.
Mm-hmm.
I do miss the warm, like, summer nights. I do. Isn't that a Richard Marx song?
Richard Marx.
You looked at me like I was going to start singing it or something. Not going to sing it for you. Sorry.
No, but the nights are pretty, you know. It feels pretty nice and stuff.
That's one thing I don't like about here is that it's just usually never warm at night. There's very few times that there are.
Yeah, that's true. You don't like that?
You
need warmer, huh?
I don't like it. I need it a little bit warmer.
Yeah.
I would like it a little bit warmer, but then I don't want to move back to Chicago, so I'm going to stay here.
Exactly. Stay here and deal with the weather.
Exactly. So what's going on?
Isn't it funny when people have nothing to say, they talk about the weather?
It's such small talk. It really is such small talk. But, you know, it is... I do like to know, like, when, you know, what the weather is around the country. Like, overseas. I don't give a shit,
right.
But... I know. I feel like if you didn't have that to talk about, that would be like some people wouldn't even have conversations.
I know. What would you talk about in the elevator or something, you know? You haven't
dogs.
Seen in a while.
Dogs. I just talked to a guy in the elevator about dogs.
Did you really?
Yeah. He goes, are those your dogs? He's like, you're the one with the dogs. I said, yeah, I'm the one with the dogs. And he's like, you have three. I said, oh, I actually have two. And I said, the third one's my friend. He was like, oh, they're big dogs. I was like, yeah, they are. But he has two chows, so we started chatting it up
anyway,
for a 5-second ride up here.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you don't talk about the weather, you talk about dogs, I guess.
I suppose, yeah, if you like dogs or if you're into them.
Well, you know, everybody should be.
Why?
Because I say so.
Well, I like dogs, but I'm not into them, you know.
Well...
Because you said
so. Because I said so. As long as you like them.
Yeah. What's not to like about dogs, you know? They're pretty cool. They're loving. They're right?
Amazing.
Unconditional love, which you like.
I know. Like that video yesterday that I was watching before we came on air and I started bawling. Oh, so good. I watched it again last night and I cried again.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just getting my period. Maybe that's
what yeah. Tell us what the dog thing was again, because maybe some people didn't hear.
There's a video, well, I'm sure on MSNBC, but CNN everywhere. This Navy SEAL died, and his companion, his chocolate lab, was they honored him. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. They had a little service for him, mm-hmm. family and friends, and the dog just laid on the ground, like right in front of the casket, and didn't move. He knew he was gone.
Wow.
It was like the saddest thing ever.
Really?
Oh, God, I wanted
to. Yeah, they can probably smell, huh? They can smell the body, or do you think he just understood? He just knew that it was him, huh?
He knew.
Yeah.
You know, dogs know.
Yeah?
They know. Every time I take out my suitcase, my dogs know that I'm
You're going,
on a trip.
Somewhere?
Yeah.
Really?
They immediately know. It's amazing.
What do they do?
Oh, they get really loving and
really?
Super, like, clingy. You know, just like a girl.
Just like a girl.
You're waiting for that one, right? Yeah. It's true. Honey, where are you going? Go sit by them, hang out with them. Yeah, no, that's exactly how they get. But dogs know. They're just, they can feel your energy, you know. They know when you're mad or sad. And like when I'm upset, they come and, you know, lick my face and make sure I'm okay.
Yeah.
And when they're mad, then they cower and then they run in the other room. They know. They just know.
Yeah.
It's just, it's wonderful. I should never get married again and just have dogs for the rest of my life.
There you go.
I think I'd be so much happier.
With such big dogs, you're going to have to find a dog lover. Definitely. You know,
yeah.
not just anybody can get used to that.
No. I would never, ever, ever. I would never date somebody that didn't like dogs.
Right.
Well.
Maybe if they've got a lot of money, I will.
No, I was going to say, I mean, my ex-husband, he did like dogs. He wasn't super into dogs, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
He tolerated it. I don't want somebody to tolerate it. I need somebody to love the dog as much as I do. Obsessed about the dog. And be okay with the dog sleeping in the bed.
Oh, wow. No, that's a biggie. That's a deal breaker.
No, I want it. Because you know what? I mean, it's annoying because I have bigger dogs and they just... And Bodhi doesn't always sleep in my bed. Fred always does. From the moment I rescued him years ago, he slept at the foot of my bed.
Mm.
He never comes up by my face. He sleeps at the foot of my bed.
Mm.
So... You know, Bodhi sometimes does, but usually he'll sleep on the couch in the other room. I honestly, like, it's annoying when they're all on there because there's, like, so many. But if I date a guy who is not into it,
it won't work. Really won't work.
And Dan, my ex, was that he hated it.
Mm-hmm.
He would always yell at Fred.
Really?
He always yell at Fred to get off the bed. And then I would yell at him to leave the dog alone.
Yeah. Just, you guys just were perfect.
I was just going to say, I should have stayed married, shouldn't I have? I actually should have gotten out a lot sooner.
Yeah.
I might have been not as messed up now. Well, I don't know. I'm pretty... I think I've always been pretty messed up. Anyway.
Aren't we all?
Well, yeah. I don't know. I think I'm like the most messed up. Ask my parents. They'll agree.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like the craziest out of my entire family.
Wow. Mm. How did that happen?
I don't know. I'm going to blame my parents for that, though.
Yeah.
They screwed me up. I don't know. Whatever.
You keep saying that. Nobody will want to come near you. You know?
That's good. Then you know what? Good. Then I don't have to open up and trust and be vulnerable.
Yeah, there you go. Just stay close to it.
Right.
Keep the walls up.
Oh, I'll be one of those women. And then I'll have a bunch of dogs instead of a bunch of cats
right.
when I get older.
Uh-huh.
And like, oh, God, I can just see it now.
No, don't do that.
Well, you never know. I've already been married, so we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, but there's a lot of different people in the world, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, next time you'll make a wiser decision.
You'll
know what you like, what you don't
hope.
Like, you know.
Let's hope that I've grown up in my days. Let's hope.
Yeah, let's hope.
I don't know. So, I almost called him Matt. No, Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is such a rock star, I have to say. Like, I never found him attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of do now. He's kind of a badass.
Yeah. So you like
him? He's
a badass.
He kind of is a badass. Because he's just like, he does it all now. He's like, you know, movies, he's not the greatest actor. But he actually, I should take this back. I like him better in comedy. Like in The Other Guys, I thought he was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Boogie Nights, I actually thought he was fantastic.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
But like, you know, he goes back and forth for me.
Right.
And I never really thought he was cute, but... you know, and then he's created an entourage and, you know, whatever. He's got four kids. He's got this beautiful model wife. Like, he's just, yeah. He's got it all.
So now he seems attractive to you.
Well, he's kind of badass. so he, this is not even that exciting, but I actually think this is so stupid. Him and his brother opened up a burger joint back in Boston.
When, now?
Yeah, they're just like starting to open it up.
Oh, I see. Okay. Why would he want to do that?
Well, why the hell not? Like, if he's all this money, I mean, what, he can.
Yeah, but why would you want to, you know? I mean, why would you want to work selling hamburgers?
He's not going to work it. He's just opening.
I know, but...
why not?
Because restaurant business is really hard, you know? It's really hard work.
Yeah, but he has so much money. This is like, if he loses it, he doesn't care, you know? And he just hires people. This is back in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Is that where he lives?
Yeah. Well, No. He lives here, but... he's from Boston, and so he bought a burger place near some Italian restaurant, right?
Okay.
And so he's opening it up. It's called... this is so stupid. The name of it, I just think is ridiculous. He named it Wahlburgers. Instead of Wahlberg, Wahlburgers.
That's a good thing.
It's so stupid. It's so hilarious, though. It's really kind of funny, but so stupid at the same time.
It's original.
Wahlburgers! I gotta go there. Maybe he'll be there, and I'll tell him how badass he is, and then make out with him a little bit.
Do you like hamburgers?
Oh,
do you eat hamburgers?
Oh,
where's
your
favorite place?
I do like In-N-Out Burger, I have to say.
Yeah. They are pretty good.
You know, I haven't really found like the best burger place here. Like, I don't know.
You know, they have what? on Sunset Boulevard or Santa Monica, they have.
What?
Astro Burger. Have you
heard
Astro,
that's by my house.
Yeah. I know.
You're like, how do you know that? You don't know where I live.
No, but you said Hollywood. It's in Hollywood.
Yeah,
so
it's right on the end of my block.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I can go walk there at 4 a.m.
Wow. Well, do you eat hamburgers there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get an avocado and bacon burger.
Yes. Those are the best, aren't they? That I like Astro Burger better than Fat Burger.
Yeah. Yeah. Fat Burger is not that great, you know?
Yeah.
You know, another one is The Habit. Have you been to The Habit?
What's that?
Oh, wow. I mean, it's a fast food restaurant. It doesn't really feel like it, though. It's very clean, great service, and the best hamburgers. They have one right down the street here, past Van Nuys Boulevard. If you ever feel like one, just go and they're excellent.
Hell
they're
yeah.
Really good.
All right, I'll have to try. I love burgers.
Yeah.
I can't believe I was a vegan for 4 years.
I can't either.
Like, I don't know how I did that.
Wow.
I really don't know how I did that. It's just
vegan,
stupid.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that Bill Clinton is now a vegan?
No.
That's what I read, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, probably for health reasons, I think.
Wow, probably.
And, he's a vegan now. You know, I don't see why you'd want to put yourself through that when there's so much great food out there, you know, to limit yourself with just vegetables.
I agree with that.
How crazy is that?
I agree with that.
Wow. And vegan is really extreme, you know. Vegetarian, okay, I can understand.
But vegan? I mean, I started as a vegetarian because my ex was, and he was a really great cook. So.
Right.
I started, and you know, at the time when I met him, I was really only eating like chicken at the time mostly. I was kind of just bored with whatever. And so when he was cooking for me, like I didn't miss eating meat because he was making such amazing food.
Really?
So it was just like, I was like, okay, like whatever. So I kind of just started being vegetarian because it was just great. Like he would cook, I would eat it. It was awesome.
Right.
It was great food. And then I started developing all these food allergies, like as I'm a vegetarian, and I was forced to become vegan. So that wasn't really by choice. It was just I started to become lactose intolerant and whatever, and allergic to this and that, and I'm like, you know what? So finally I just became vegan, and then I started to get sick, like worse, like 10 times worse.
Oh yeah.
And so I'm like, fine, after 4 years I'm like, finally, like I woke up one day and I started craving tuna fish, and I was like, oh my God, okay, I need to eat meat again. And that was just, that was actually one of the biggest fights we've ever had.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a disaster. I'm not going to recap it because I might get angry and
Good.
Start yelling.
Good.
Maybe we can reenact this. Maybe you could be my ex and I can just start throwing stuff at you.
Yeah.
No, I didn't throw anything, guys. I'm not abusive. Just kidding.
Yeah, she's just crazy and she's got problems.
I am crazy. And I have lots of problems.
Don't we all?
But I did want to say there's two, Megan found two puppies. They're pit bull, I think maybe mixed with a little bit of mastiff in it. They are the cutest things, 8 weeks old. They are up for adoption if anybody's looking. And if you guys are, you can post on my website on the Animal Hoarder page or on Sam and Stephanie, and I will get back to you. But they should probably go together because the gray one, Otis, he follows Milo a lot. So they're just like two peas in a pod. They're so cute. Yeah. They're so cute. So, yeah. So if you guys are looking for puppies, they're adorable. They're already housebroken. Mm. They are so well behaved. Adorable.
Wonderful.
Anyway.
Okay.
So there you go.
Help Stephanie out and her dogs.
Please,
and,
they need a loving home. They're so sweet. My dad just, Clinton has a, as a vegan means he only has sex with vegetarian women. Thank you, Dad.
I see. Okay.
That's what my dad said. Gee, what's happening today? I think we're already like into the weekend. What are you doing this weekend?
I don't know, Stephanie, but you should know better than to ask me.
Come on. I'm going to ask you anyway.
When I have big plans, you'll know. Otherwise, it's work.
Are you going to see the kids?
Yeah. I saw them yesterday. Oh, I'll probably see them again.
How are they?
So my son started college. He likes it, believe it or not.
Oh, he does? Where is he at?
Well, I don't want to say.
Oh, okay.
On the air and stuff, you know. So nobody can hunt him down and...
There you go.
And blackmail me or something, you know. You have to be careful these days, you know.
Right.
You never know who's listening.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear
so,
ya.
But he likes college, and that's a good thing.
What is he? Oh, that's me again. Why do I keep doing that? Well, so what is he studying? Did we talk about this?
Well, it's his first year. He doesn't know yet.
Okay.
You know, it's just.
And you know what though? Everybody that goes into college studying something, they never walk out of there
right.
with doing what they've done.
Exactly.
Never.
Yeah, and you never know. And even if they do, they don't use it in their career.
Mm-mm.
They just go into a totally different career.
My friend's sister, my best friend's sister, I think she studied art.
Mm-hmm.
History, art history. What the hell is she going to
do? Yeah.
Like, now she works at a bank.
Yeah.
You know? And my brother, I think he studied computers. And now he's a Spanish teacher in high school. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
just
different.
Like, so, it just, I don't know. I think it's a bunch of shit half the time, to be honest. I think colleges are full of crap half the time. They just want your money. Seriously. It's true, though. But I don't know. Not many friends of mine have come out. I mean, actually, a couple of my friends have gone back after they've left college because they studied, like, business or something. And now they're back in school to become a teacher.
Right. And,
so
you know, at
teachers.
A later age, you take it more seriously and you get better grades and so forth, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know at 18 how great he's going to do, but he's very smart. It's just a question of, you know, how they like to socialize a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then school gets a second
priority. Yeah, I know that. That's all I did.
Really?
I got an A+ in socializing. I did. I was so good at it. That's all I cared about in school.
Yeah.
That and, like, being involved in things. But that was high school. I mean, I'm not talking about college.
Right, right. Did you go 4 years to college? Or?
No.
Just a little bit.
I went for a year, but I got a scholarship to Roosevelt University, an acting scholarship, and I never took it.
Wow.
So I was like, I didn't want a degree in it, so
yeah.
I just moved out here.
I see, okay.
So, yeah.
Don't need college to be an actor.
No. God,
okay.
No.
Thank goodness.
God, no. And I wouldn't have done well at college.
No.
I don't think so.
You're not into...
I like learning things, but I like learning it on my own.
Right.
I don't want somebody to tell me that I have to learn this when I'm never going to use it.
Well, you never know. You know, like, I mean, I can tell you courses in college I would never probably pursue any of this, but when I was introduced to it, I went, wow, you know, like you mentioned art history, and that's ironic because that's a good example. I would never have taken a course like that, you know, but since I had to take an art course in college, I took that, and I learned so much from it. You know, I learned to appreciate art.
Sure.
And in every form.
Right, but if you are majoring in it, where the hell are you going to do it?
Story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, to take a class is one thing, but to major in it, I mean, like, what are you going to do with it? What would you do with it? Become a teacher?
Probably, or work in a museum or something,
I guess so.
Right? Something like that.
I don't think I'd do well as a librarian or working in a museum. I couldn't talk. That would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
It really would. I mean, I'd like to, like, to be around books. I like being in a bookstore, but to not be able to talk, it'd just drive me crazy.
Oh, like at a library or something?
Yeah.
Bookstores, you can talk, but libraries, it's like...
Not really.
No?
I mean...
People talk all the time. It's noisy.
Not much. No.
It's not that noisy. Well, it depends what store it is.
What are we even talking about right now?
Bookstore.
I don't know. I don't know what's
happening. Because there's not much in the news, man.
No, it's just like, I think both of us are just checked out. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. But I am looking at this video.
Mm-hmm.
This could be scary, but this could be another runaway bride. This girl literally vanishes from her home in the middle of the night, and she's engaged to be married.
She's about to get married.
She's about to get married.
Right.
I mean,
she runs away.
She's
22. I mean, because it says she's disappeared, right? Vanishes.
Yeah, vanishes.
We don't know. Maybe something happened to her.
I know.
Maybe
I'm saying it could go either. I mean, I could be making fun of this, and then something terrible could happen.
Right.
So I'm not trying to be mean, but I mean, I hope nothing happened. But maybe, hopefully, it's just a runaway bride, and she freaks out and says, "I don't want to be there."
I know, they get cold feet and they disappear.
They just disappear. I don't know if I could. I mean, I don't know if I could do that, to be honest. Like, just on your day of or the night before, just like be like, "No, I'm gonna call it off."
I know, and you're letting everybody down.
I know, and just like. Not even that, but all the money you've paid, you can't get that back.
No.
I mean, you might get a little bit back, but like the day before, I doubt if you were to call it off, I doubt you'd get any of that back.
Get anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Jeez.
And they're so weddings are so expensive. It's crazy.
Yeah. We've talked about it so many times.
I know. It's just like, but I can't imagine like, I mean, oh, I'm sorry.
What happened?
You know, on CNN, like the videos just come up. Oh, this man is accused of shoving snakes down his pants.
Really? Yeah. Accused? Why would
like
they?
Like he goes into pet stores and he shoves snakes down his pants.
What the hell is wrong with people?
I don't know. This is so disturbing.
Wow.
What? I mean, he's getting arrested for stealing, but he can't be arrested for anything else.
No, I can't imagine.
That's not foul play against the pets, is it? Because he's, like, sticking them down near his penis.
Maybe animal cruelty or something. Maybe they just think there's another snake.
I was just going to say that! Damn it! I was totally going to say that. I love
it. I'm not surprised you were going to say that.
I'm not surprised that either of us said it.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. That is pretty amazing. Anyway, that's... Wow, that guy's messed up. Are you really that bored that you just go in and stick snakes down your pants?
I guess.
Like, what's the fun and... What's happening? I don't know what's happening there. I don't know. People are so messed up.
Out,
I know.
Maybe, like, when they slither in there and stuff, it turns them on.
Okay. Enough. Okay, so maybe he gets all excited and hard and grossed. That just grosses me out. What if they bite it?
Yeah, well, men are crazy, man. Men do crazy shit.
Well, but you wouldn't walk into a store and stick snakes on your pants. I can't even think. Maybe they should make a movie on it.
Yeah, like snake down a pants, you know, like
snakes on a plane.
Exactly.
I love how in sync we are today. It's kind of hot. Did you see snakes on a plane?
I mean, I would describe it with many adjectives, but hot.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
It does.
I don't know what's happening right now. I just want to start crying.
I know. And we're laughing here. And you know, the East Coast is going to deal with a friggin' hurricane.
Is it? Did it hit?
No, not yet. But it's hitting Carolina. And then it, you know, I mean, in New York, they're already boarding up stores and shops and shit.
Jesus.
Yeah.
At least hurricanes give a warning, you know?
Yeah, I know. But where the hell are you going to go? You know, the whole East Coast is in danger.
You leave. You get on...
Yeah, and you leave to go where?
To somewhere in somewhere in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
I would leave. I wouldn't sit there. F that, man. If all my... Like, honestly, big hurricane coming, I would not... Who cares about your belongings and your house and whatever? Okay, deal.
Yeah.
You know what? I just get the hell out of there. I wouldn't want to be in it.
Yeah, I know. I know. But, I mean, that's a big area, you know, and especially New York. How do you handle something like that?
I mean, the tall
buildings and shit, you know. Usually it happens more like rural areas and stuff, you know?
I don't know. I've never been in a hurricane, so I don't know. But it's pretty scary, I'm sure.
Hopefully we'll never have to.
My dad just asked me if I was drunk. I actually wish I was drunk right now, to be honest. I wish I was a little drunk. Because then this would explain what's happening right now. I love the reporters, dude, that go into... Like, if I was a reporter and my boss was like, go to the East Coast and report on the hurricane, I would be like, F you, I'm not going.
Pretty much imprisoned a bunch of reporters in a hotel. They wouldn't let them leave.
Oh, really?
And they finally just were freed, yeah. But that's scary shit, you know? I mean, you're going to report and suddenly you're caught in the, you know, in the fire.
I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
I would not go. They'd be like, you're fired. I'd say, okay, thank you. I'll find something else.
Yeah.
I would not
go. But these people want to do it, you know? I mean, they're like, you can tell they're into it. It's just part of, you know, I mean, just like other people that like adventures and shit, you know. I can't imagine if someone didn't want to go there that they would send them there.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know. You just hear such horror stories of it. And you know, like that reporter Dan Pearl, remember him years ago?
Right.
And they did a movie on it. Angelina Jolie did it.
Right.
And he was beheaded. I mean, it's just disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't. That freaks me out. I would never do it, though. I would never want to go there and report.
Yeah. But thank goodness we have them so we know what the hell's going on there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Although, who cares? No, not really. I mean, I do care because whatever happens in the Middle East there is going to affect the whole world. And it always does, you know?
Absolutely.
So we have to really have to watch what's going on there.
Why can't everyone get along?
Yeah, because everybody wants what other people have, you know?
I feel like we can all get along. I feel like if I was president, I feel like I would make everybody get along somehow.
You sound like you're in a pageant.
I know. Should I start waving right now? I'd be a terrible pageant girl, actually.
Why?
Because it's like so, it's so fake. It's so...
It is fake.
And if I heard another girl's answer and it was really stupid, I'd start laughing. You know? Or I would say something stupid and then I would start laughing. But you have to be so poised and elegant and like... You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everything is just so fake.
Pretend you're intelligent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, except for that one girl. Do you remember that answer? The blonde girl? Yeah. Oh, my God. That was such a...
She answered and she made no sense in what
none.
She was saying.
I don't even think half of them do, though. And if they do, they say the same thing over and over again. They ask the same questions. Like, it's just the dumbest... If you step back, it is the dumbest thing ever.
It really is. You know, if they just judged based on beauty, it would make sense. You know, just let us look at them.
Yeah.
If they look good, let's do it. You know, I mean, it's a beauty pageant.
Exactly.
But then they start with all this talent and intelligence.
And they try to show them that they're talented and have brains, and a lot of them don't.
Exactly.
You know what I used to do? I used to watch these all the time with my friends Jimmy Bolansky and Eddie Kowalczyk, and we used to bet on who would win.
Really?
So we would bet each other money all the time. All the time. Well. And I have to say, I won a couple times. They won more than I did. Mm. And they would, like, the day after they'd come to my house, they'd collect the money and they would leave. We would just watch them. We would bet on who would win all the time. And that's why we would watch them. It was so funny. And we'd make fun of them all the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Wasn't it hard to guess, though? I mean, out of how many? 50? Usually they have 50, right?
Yeah,
50
yeah, yeah.
50 states.
Yeah.
Well, that's if it's a national one. But there's a lot of
Miss America's like 50, right?
Right.
Yeah.
If it's one from every state, then
but
it would be 50.
50 states, right. Then.
So then you have to pick someone out of 50. That's hard.
Oh, I know. Well, we would... Yeah, we did. Oh, no, we would pick, like, the first, like, top 20 and 10, and then we'd go from there.
I see, okay.
But, and then we would pick it. So it would go down like that, but it's still... You never know.
Yeah, you still have
Your
about 20 to
out.
Choose from.
Yeah, exactly. 10. It's hard. But it was fun, though. That's the only way I would watch him again, is if I bet on him.
Sure.
Doesn't Donald Trump, he runs Miss America or
Miss
something.
Miss USA.
Or Miss USA.
Right, yeah. He bought it.
Mm. And what do they do? Just travel around and just pretend to bring peace to the world?
I guess.
Is that what happens?
Yeah. Don't they get, like, modeling contracts or something?
Sure. I mean, you would think, right?
Yeah, you would think.
Because they're pretty. You would think that they would do some modeling.
Yeah.
And then they do all this public speaking stuff somewhere.
Yeah, like they have a lot to say, right?
We are so mean.
Well, what do you say? You know, I mean, you know, it's, I mean, I give them credit for pursuing their dreams and stuff like that, you know, but what can you say for someone who's like just focusing on her looks and,
right.
And that's what she gets recognized for, you know?
Hey, I mean, if you're hot, you're hot.
Yeah.
Good for them. I don't know. It's just stupid. Whatever. I just like that we make fun of it. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
You see this woman that threw out her... This is disgusting. She threw... No, I can't find it. She threw her son off the deck because he was, like, special needs. She didn't want to deal with him anymore.
Right.
She threw him off the deck.
Really?
I can't tell if
he's
dead.
Did he
die? I can't tell if he's dead or not, but... It's pretty messed up.
Mm.
Disgusting.
Yeah. You want to talk about disgusting things?
Yeah.
This 80-year-old man in Austria. Oh, okay. That's the guy that... That's from a long time ago. Why are they bringing it up now?
What?
Or maybe that's another one. An 80-year-old Austrian man has been taken into custody for allegedly sexually abusing his wife and his two mentally disabled daughters for more than 40 years.
What?
Now, I remember this story. So why is it coming up now? Maybe it's another one.
I don't remember this story.
I remember there was one who, you know, he told his wife that his daughter disappeared or something, but he had her imprisoned in their basement.
No.
And he would sexually abuse her for like many years, 20 years or something.
And he did it to everyone, his two daughters and
his
wife.
Yeah, but this is the separate one. This is a different one.
Wait, I'm confused. What's the separate one?
The one I just told you about, the story, that happened a few years ago.
Okay.
Okay, and now there's another story of someone in Austria also
another
doing that.
Another guy.
Right. So he's had, I guess daughters with special needs, this mentally disabled, retarded, however you want to call it. And I guess his wife died 3 years ago.
Ugh.
And so he was just left with his daughters. Now, apparently what happened is he fell and his daughters wouldn't help him for 2 days. And then they, enlisted the service of a social worker who figured out what was going on there.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
he abused his wife, too.
Yeah, sexually abused her, too. And I guess the girls, it says, slept on a wooden bench and were threatened by their father with a pitchfork.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Can you imagine this? I mean, he isolated the two women from the world for all this time.
He's 80 years old?
Yeah. I mean, it's like...
He should spend the rest of his life in prison.
Yeah, yeah. And he should have his balls cut off, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is so fucked up. Sorry.
You know, how do you ruin people's life? I mean, it's your daughters, for crying out loud. You know, it's your flesh and blood. How do you do something like this?
But it's like even to his wife he did it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, okay. So it says convicted of abusing his daughter in 2009.
Ugh.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. So what they're saying is this recalls... The previous case. So I was right. 2 years ago, there was another man there, and for someone who raped his daughter.
Oh.
So the other one got life in prison. This one's probably going to get 2 or 3 life sentences.
That's so disgusting.
It really is.
How?
It really is.
And his wife didn't, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, if the wife is abused too, you can understand why she can't do anything. You know, they're afraid.
Yeah, I get that. It's just, I don't know. That's hard.
Yeah.
That's a really scary thing. Thank God he's caught, even though it's been
so many years. You know, and then they have kids with their daughters when they do this and stuff, and then it like messes everything up.
I know. It's like polygamy. It's like Warren Jeffs. having sex with his 13-year-old wives who are, you know, his daughters and... Okay.
I don't think they were his daughters, though. I think you're mixing it up or something.
No, I swear to God, he had...
The 13 and 12-year-old were his wives. I don't think they were his kids.
I swear to God that there was at least, like, one or two that I read that were, his, like, his daughter.
Really?
But I could be totally wrong.
Yeah, because I've read several stories on this, and it never really brought that up. So that's why, because I know you had said it before, and I was, you know, there was no claim that they were his daughters.
Right.
So I don't know.
All right, whatever. I'm just starting rumors then.
Right.
I'm very good at
that.
You
might as well, yeah.
What? Might as well. There's nothing in the news. Who cares? We're so good at starting rumors. Let's do that. Oh, my God. There's this... I don't understand. Are you freaked out by clowns?
No, I'm not.
Do you find them creepy at all?
Some people do, huh?
Yeah, these two guys dressed up as clowns and went and robbed a jewelry store.
Uh-huh.
I think I'd be more terrified, not that they have guns, but that they're dressed as clowns. I just saw this picture, and they are terrifying looking.
Yeah.
Everything about that grosses me out. I never saw It. Is that It? Stephen King's book?
Yes.
With the clowns? I never saw it. I would never see it. Yeah. It would freak me out too much.
Yeah.
Dolls, you know, dolls freak me out. You know that.
No, I didn't know dolls freak you out. Really? Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember now. Okay, so dolls, what else freaks you out? I remember all these weird things.
I'm so glad we're not married, Sam.
I know. Be like, you don't know shit about me. You don't listen when I talk.
I'd be smacking you upside the head every time. Is this what you do to your wife?
Sometimes I do. I don't remember things.
There we go. I don't remember things either. So
but it's because I don't pay attention. You know, if you pay attention originally, then I think you remember
probably
for the most part.
Probably. Maybe I should try to pay attention.
Yeah, that would help. It would help in remembering things.
It would, wouldn't it, Sam?
But sometimes, you know, people just talk and you tune them out, you know?
Like me. Like us. I'm sure that's what everybody's doing right now. Because we're starting rumors. I just think this is so creepy that these two, they caught all this on tape.
Right. But it says here, the clown thieves steal phony jewels.
Oh.
Did you read about that? That's the same video you're probably watching.
It's phony?
Yeah. They said they steal
phony jewels. This is all a joke?
I don't know if it's a joke. Maybe somebody, the store gave them phony jewels.
That's funny, actually.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
You see, it's hard to know because it's on a video. I'm not going to watch the video now. But I hate when they do that on CNN. You know, you got to have a written story on this, too.
Damn right. Should we?
Darn tootin'.
Who says that anymore?
People in the South, no?
I don't know, sure. Back in the 40s. I feel that's something like you'd see, you know. I don't even know. I don't even know who'd say it. Not John Wayne. John Wayne was too cool to say stuff like
that. Yeah, no, he wouldn't say that. It's something that a woman would say, probably.
You think?
Yeah.
I feel like a guy would say that. Darn tootin'. I would never say that. Billy the Kid. Billy the Kid would say that.
Yeah,
but
probably.
Billy the Kid was around. When was Billy the Kid around?
I don't know. Wild West, 1800s.
Wild West. Billy the Kid. Did you ever see Oh my God, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
No, you were telling me about that.
It's seriously one of the best.
Really?
The actors that they played to.
It's just the name turned me off. I don't know why, but
oh my God,
it sounded like a corny little thing.
It is corny as hell.
Really?
But it's awesome.
Okay.
And they get the guy that plays Abraham Lincoln looks like Abraham Lincoln. The guy that plays as they call it, Socrates, looks like him. Like it's so.
So were they going back in time or something?
Yeah, yeah. They
okay.
So
I would probably like that. I like time travel.
But it's really funny.
Right.
It's just these two kids are trying to pass their history class to graduate. If they don't pass their history exam, their final exam, they don't graduate high school.
I see. Okay.
So they have help from the comedian George Carlin.
Mm.
He's in it.
Really?
And so he helps them. He comes back and he helps them pass their history exam.
Yeah.
And they go back in this telephone booth back in time.
Yeah.
And they get all these, like, Joan of Arc, and they get Socrates, as they call him, and Abraham Lincoln, and Billy the Kid, and a bunch of other. And the actors they get to play all these guys, Genghis Khan, are they look like them. They're so great.
Really?
They're so fantastic. Beethoven.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So
it sounds pretty good. Maybe I'll watch that.
I don't know. If you hate it, you're going to hate me then.
Why?
And then you wasted two
hours
of
I'll watch
your
it
life.
In a few parts.
Yeah, okay. You do that. This was an 80s movie, though. This is when
I
was a kid.
I know.
It was so
long.
I think it was Keanu Reeves' best work yet.
Really?
I think so. Because he plays this, like, doofus. He's really stupid. He's just, like, dumb. And Keanu Reeves is so good at that because he's such a bad actor. It's just, I think it's his best work, honestly.
Oh, wow.
I think so. Hey, what was that thing on Piers Morgan that you told us to watch the other day?
Well, there was that...
Who was it?
O'Donnell? The Catherine O'Donnell? Kathleen? What's her first name? I can't remember, but...
you told us to watch it, and I was like, oh, I'll watch that, and I never did.
Oh, okay.
What the hell? There was a guest on there.
Yeah, I can't remember now.
It sounded actually really interesting, and now...
Oh, it's Christine O'Donnell. You see, it came back to me.
Christine O'Donnell.
But, I know I didn't have it right. But she's the one that walked out of the show. But you're saying I recommended something else to watch?
Yeah, you said it earlier this week, and you said to watch it, and then...
That's true, huh?
What did you say? Who was it?
Steve Wozniak from Apple?
Was that? No.
No, because that was on yesterday.
Who the F was it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
He's got
either.
A lot of people on the show.
I know, but you told us to watch it, and I was going to watch it, and then I forgot, so...
Really?
I was asking you. Oh, my God.
We'll have to look at
it. Chaz Bono. Wow.
Do you believe how she looks, man? Or,
I can't.
Or he? No.
Well, he?
Yeah.
He's had all the surgeries, correct?
Right.
Yeah. I can't.
Looks terrible.
I mean, good for him if he thinks that, you know, he was born...
Yeah, in a man's body.
Sure.
Right.
Like, you know what? Then good for him.
Right.
But wow. Total dude.
Yeah. I meant the woman's body. A man in a woman's body. That's what...
A man in a... Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched a really great, a news thing on it years ago about, kids, different age. One kid was, 2 or 3 years old. Was somewhere around there. Another one was 8. Another one was 14. And they believed, I forget which way, but they believed that they were born in the wrong body.
Right. I remember that.
Did you remember this?
Yes.
It was so fascinating.
I know. And then they're dressed like they are the opposite sex.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
then,
you can't tell the difference.
Right. The oldest one, I think it was a girl going to a guy.
Hmm.
I think that was the 14-year-old and was planning on having surgery when they could.
Mm.
And then the 8-year-old was a boy to the girl. I forget. It was so fascinating. And then the most fascinating one was the little one.
Right.
And the parents were like, look, we're going to support our kid. And I thought that was really great. You know, saying, look, we're going to support our kid. If he wants to live as a girl, because that was the littlest one.
Right.
Then, you know, because he would dress up in princess clothes, then they were like, then that's our son.
Wow.
And I was like, you know what, as hard as it has to be for the kid, I would support that. If that's what my kid wanted, I wouldn't turn my back on him.
I guess, but it's easy to say when it's not your kid.
No, I can honestly say this, if my kid, I can 100% say this.
Yeah.
And the kid, you know, if the kid is going to be made fun of, okay, but I would be there for their support and encourage them to talk about, you know, what they're going through and build that self-confidence in them. But if that's what they wanted, I would absolutely not, in no way would I turn my back on my kid, ever.
Yeah.
I would support it if they wanted to live their life that way.
You're probably right, yeah.
There's no way I would do it.
But how would a young kid know about this? You know, that's what I don't understand, you know.
How would they know that they
were? Yeah, they're not the sex that they should be, you know.
Well, I think
know.
If it's not, you know, these, I think at that age, that kid that was so young, I feel like he just really enjoyed doing girl stuff and playing and wearing girls' clothes that I don't think he really understands the sex part of it.
Right.
But if that was my kid, I would still, if that was really the case, I would still allow it. Like, if that's really what my kid wanted to do.
Right.
You know, because then you're teaching your kid that, you know, it's not okay to
But you're not going to give him a sex change operation at
No,
eight.
Not at that age. Right. And I don't think that they were going to do that.
I see. Okay.
I don't remember, though. Maybe they were, but I don't think that they were going to do that right then and there.
Right.
But I know the oldest one was going to as soon as that person got of age, until they got of age.
Wow.
But I thought that was such a great... I'm so glad you saw that, because I'll talk to people about it. They have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing.
No, I remember that. That was a story a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, I remember really... that. Yeah, it was really strange, you know, to hear about kids and that. But
yeah.
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 So it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Joy Behar. I can't believe she has a show now.
Why? It's pretty good. In fact, they changed the time, so now I don't get to see her as much. I used to.
Is she good?
Yeah, she's pretty funny.
Yeah.
She has good guests. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
But she's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. You said you got married recently, right?
You said that.
Oh, I said that?
Yeah. I did?
I don't know.
You did.
I guess somebody else told me she did.
What is happening today?
Friday.
I think she did. She's been with this guy, though, forever.
Has she really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's been with him forever. But you told me that they got married, so there you go. Good for Joy. She's like in her 50s or something. 50s, right? 60s?
She's got to be, yeah. Not 60s.
She's 50s. She looks good.
Yeah. She does. Funny. But yeah, I mean, you can't know because they put so much makeup on these people and they get work done and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know. But yeah, she does look pretty good, I think.
You know what? Back to Chaz Bono. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Now that I'm just looking at this. Hold on. So the woman he was with, we're going to call him he because he's a guy now.
Right.
The woman he was with was with him for a while when she was a girl.
I see. Okay. And now she's with him.
And now she's still with him as a guy.
Right.
How does that would mess. So she's technically then not a lesbian anymore, right? She's technically straight now, right? Is that what that would be?
I don't know.
Because I was just looking at his girlfriend and I find this a little bizarre.
I know.
I mean, good for her. She loves him. It's about the person.
Exactly.
And I think that's great. And that's you know what? That's the moral of the story. Let's leave it at that.
Right.
That's the moral of the story. Good for her.
Now, do you think that when they, during a sex change operation,
mm-hmm.
when they attach a penis to the woman or something, do you think it can get hard?
Well, I would think so.
Yeah.
You think it's just, like, soft all the time?
I would think so. I mean,
really?
Because how do you get all that plumbing going? You know, I can't imagine.
Well, you know, I'm sure that there's stuff. I'm sure. There's no way that you can't, that it would be soft all the time. No way. No way. Because then who would do it?
I don't know.
I think it's hard. It gets hard.
Do
you get to choose how big it is then? Or do you have to go with, like, the smallest size? I would be like, if I was.
I don't know. I'd hate to see what it looks like, man.
I want to.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I
it would
see
look
how...
gross.
Well, you never know.
All like scars and things like that.
What are you talking? Do you think that they can't come up with, like, they do breast implants all the time without
scars?
That's
true, but that's breast implants, you know? It's different.
I think that these guys have gone to schooling for it. I think they know what they're doing. You think they're going to, like, attach the penis
upside
down?
I once saw in a picture a vagina that was, that was, you know, converted from penis to vagina.
Uh-huh.
Didn't look right. It didn't look right.
From penis to vagina. Oh,
yeah.
I couldn't even.
It didn't look right at all.
What did it look like?
I don't know.
Can you explain it?
I couldn't quite understand what was going on there, man.
I want to know what that looks like, too.
No, you don't. Believe me, you don't.
I kind of do.
You'll never be attracted to a vagina again.
I kind of want to know what all this looks like. How can we find... Can we find Chaz Bono's penis on the internet and see what
he
looks like?
The internet.
Pictures of Chaz Bono's penis. Images, Google.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can see it, though. I wonder if somebody has done that.
What?
Maybe.
Put a picture up there?
I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about.
Anyway, we're talking shit today. All right, Stephanie.
All right, Sammy. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you here on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.